exclusive interview with Mr. Max Violinist with VarietyNewsOnline.com.
I will just say hello to my guitarist because I
think you're really... Thank you so much, Mr. Matt.
So you work for...
With Silapakorn University.
Oh, okay.
You work with...
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know this place.
With Variety News Online topic about international music and entertainment around the world.
Okay, okay.
Classical music, many more.
Mostly classical music?
Yes, already I interview with Mr. Jerry and Sarah.
Okay, okay, okay. Actually, I come from classical and I... This is start already?
Yes, already to start.
We can sit down?
Sit down is better.
Need to wear it like this?
Yes. About question is you are working with musician and classical music style and lifestyle in many more about your topic in ask you in this day. Yes. First about Mr. Mac. In first time come to Bangkok, the first show. Yes. And how do you feel about to this the showcase with
Actually, it's not the first time I come to Bangkok because I came a few times to play with Vault already. But it's the first time I have occasion to play, like to make a real tour in the jazz bars of Bangkok and in the jazz places of Bangkok. And it's also the first time I had the occasion to teach to some classical violin students and cello and viola students from Silpakorn University. So it's the first time I meet the classical world of Bangkok. And it was really interesting because I come from classical and as you maybe know, there is not so many violinists in the jazz departments. Not so many violin jazz teachers. So the classical violinists have to learn by themselves. And actually I created or I worked myself on a method to go from classical to jazz and to be able to still keep the classical level and the classical I would say precision and bring it into jazz. And I also teach in gypsy jazz camps, gypsy jazz workshop in Europe. So in Thailand it's the first time, but in Europe I do it quite a lot.
Yeah. About our next question, what is your old style when you are playing violin on stage?
My old style, my favorite player? I would say I have two big influences. Of course, Grappelli is a big influence for all the violinists. He does not come from classical, but he's at the origin of violin jazz for me. But on the people alive now and on the stage now, I would say two people. The first one is, of course, Tim Kliphaus. Tim Kliphaus is a musician from Netherlands, very popular player, very popular teacher also. He created a gypsy jazz camp, very famous in Europe, which is called Grappelli Django Camp, happening every year. So this is a big influence as a teacher and as a friend. And also, another very big influence for me is a teacher that I had a few times in Paris. His name is Florin Niculescu. And this man is very famous because he's one of the biggest, like Tim Kliphaus, one of the biggest violinist player in nowadays in jazz. and also because he played a lot with Biréli Lagrène, with a very, very famous gypsy jazz band like this one. So I would say Slim Kliphaus and Florin Niculescu. Yeah.
And next question, can you share about your special technique when you play violin, one topic, and how long time for your doing to practicing?
Actually, learning jazz is like, I think it's every day, it's every day home practice. It's a lot of practice for myself, just with the metronome. And also be able to write down a lot of exercises, a lot of licks, of phrase, of scale, like we could have in classical, but adapted to jazz. So actually, I write down a lot of I would say classical exercises adapted to jazz. And then also, of course, playing in show and in jam session also, yeah. Of course, yeah.
Okay, and next question. How do you feel about Thai student Silapakorn University in your workshop last time?
A lot to say about it, but in a few words. First, they were very numerous. A lot of students came to the workshop. I was really surprised. A lot of people interested in violin jazz. Very careful about the other style, aside from classical. They are really careful of, they really pay attention to the other thing that you can do with a violin, apart from classical. And already some very good players, like Volt here, who's not a student anymore, he graduated already. Champ, and other people that already play very nice classical and jazz music. And I would say that, I want to add that I was really amazed by the level of jazz here in Bangkok. Everywhere I go, I see very, very good musicians. A lot of them coming from Silpakorn University, I know them. And the level and the feeling of jazz they have is incredible. It's really, really high, really nice. So I go to play and I go myself hear some shows. Yeah, in the audience.
Yes. Yeah. Mr. Mac, next question. Can you share about what is the next step about of your working next to Thailand?
The next step is some projects. So I don't know yet exactly, but we talked with the Silpakorn University teachers about maybe making more workshops, and also maybe help me to join some jazz festival in Bangkok, and maybe also try to work on a more regular basis with some classical violinists from here. So it could be the next step, but all the Silpakorn teachers and the Silpakorn classical and jazz teacher were very helpful to me, very welcoming to me. So it was a very nice opportunity. I would like to quote some names. Volt can give, yeah.
Can you tell
us again the name of the teachers we work with? The classical violin player at the first workshop. Yeah, the first workshop.
He's Ajahn Bird.
Ajahn Bird.
He teach in Rangsit University.
Rangsit, yeah.
He is the head of the string of the Rangsit University. Yeah.
There is also On, the sax player.
On, the saxophone player. He teach saxophone jazz in Silapakorn. And he also the saxophonist in T-Bone Reggae Ska Band, the very famous.
Yeah. And also the owner of Jazz Happen Bar.
Here, Ajahn Noob. He's the owner here and
who helped us to play, actually, to be able to make some shows here.
Yeah.
So all those teachers and other teachers also are very, very helpful. And Volt also, my friend, is very helpful to me. He's one of the best violin players now, coming from Silpakorn University. So we work a lot together, playing, organizing shows, organizing a workshop. So we are together like a team, and he also come to France to learn and to play with me on the summer. So we've got an exchange.
Exchange.
Between France and Thailand on the gypsy jazz. Yeah. So very exciting. Yeah.
And next question. What is the main theme of your working in your philosophy, main idea of your work violin?
A lot of discipline.
Yeah.
a lot of discipline, like the discipline you need in every style, including classical. So start with the simple things and go to the more complicated things. Start to play slow and then play fast. Start with easy songs and go to hard, very difficult songs. And practice yourself every day, maximum of hours. And play very concentrated. Practice alone and concentrated. Step by step.
Step by step.
Step by step. That's all. That's the only thing working for me. So that's what I recommend to all my students. Be a lot of rigor and a lot of discipline.
Last question, Mr. Man, what is the next challenge in the world of your work in next year and in this half?
For me?
Yeah, next challenge.
Just play better every day. Just get better every day.
Better.
Yeah, just improve my level.
Yeah.
Because I play mostly for fun. I have the philosophy to just get better, and I think the projects are coming with the level and with the contacts and the meetings, so I just want to improve myself and have fun. Yeah. My philosophy is work hard at home and have fun on the stage. That's it. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Matt, for making Alex Molly.